Masechet Holin Perek Aleph Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about shechita that was not done with a knife, but was done with something else. Mishnah says, Hashuhet b'magal yad. If somebody slaughters an animal with a sickle, a sickle has a smooth edge and a serrated edge to it. If he uses the serrated edge, of course it would be a problem because he would be ripping the pipes of the animal, and that would automatically invalidate the shechita. Here we're talking about they used the smooth edge of the sickle, besor, or he used a sharp stone, upkane, or a sharp reed, shechitato keshera, the shechita is valid. By the fact that we're saying ha shohet, we're implying that after the fact, if he did it, it was okay, but lekat tehila, he shouldn't be doing this in the first place. We're speaking here of a stone as well, and a reed that was not attached to the ground, but was removed and then wedged back into the ground. If shechita was done with something that was attached to the ground, it would be invalid. Likewise, with the sickle, we're talking about a situation where he did not use the serrated edge. He used the smooth edge. That technically would be okay, but Hachamim were nervous that if they allowed you to use the smooth edge, then you would use the serrated edge as well, so therefore they only allow it b'de'avad, after the fact, after the slaughter happened. Hakol shohatin, anybody is allowed to slaughter, even somebody who doesn't follow the laws of the Torah, someone who's a mumad, somebody who runs after the pleasures of this world, they run after conveniences, even though they're violating the words of Hashem. This person, we could assume, is doing shechita properly because it's not so difficult to do shechitas. But if a reliable person has to be watching him and making sure that the knife is smooth before and after the shechita, because a mumad, a sinner, is not going to be careful to check the knife. A knife has to be checked after every single shechita. So therefore, a person who is reliable has to make sure that the knife is acceptable and could be used for shechita. We're not talking about a Jew who desecrated Shabbat b'parhesya publicly, or is a oved avodah zarah, or violates most of the laws of the Torah. That type of Jew shechita, which would be problematic, like the shechita of a non-Jew. Ule olam shohatin, you're always allowed to slaughter. You're allowed to slaughter at any time, even during the nighttime where it's dark outside. As long as you have a lamp there that would provide you light, you're allowed to slaughter. And also in any place, you could slaughter from the top of a roof or from on top of a boat. We're not nervous that someone sees you going on top slaughtering an animal, that they're going to think that you're slaughtering to the heavens, to the stars. We're not nervous about that. And also when it comes to shechita on a ship, you're allowed to do shechita there even though the blood is flowing into the sea. We're not nervous that someone is going to suspect you of worshiping the sea at that point in time. It's clear that the blood is only there to go into the sea so you won't dirty the ship. But in general, you're not allowed to slaughter an animal in a way that the blood is going to flow directly into water. We'll elaborate on that in the next perek. Ubakol shohatin, you're also allowed to slaughter with any type of sharp blade. You don't have to necessarily use a knife. You could use glass. You could use something else that would be sharp enough, any type of sharp blade. Hotz mi magal katsir v'hamegera v'hashinayim v'hasiporin. You're not allowed to use, though, a sickle, a saw, or a row of teeth connected to a jawbone that was already removed from the animal, or a animal's nail that's still attached to the animal. Mipene shehen honkin, because all of these items here, they tear the pipes of the animal. In the first three cases, the teeth of the harvesting sickle, that's the serrated edge, a saw, and a jawbone are likely to grab onto the pipes of the animal and rip them as opposed to slicing them, which would make the shechita automatically invalid. In the last case, which is the nail of an animal, it's forbidden to use anything that's attached to an animal. That would make the shechita automatically invalid. Shechita has to be done with a detached item, not with something that's naturally attached to the ground or attached to an animal. So shechita over here cannot be done with a nail, only when it's directly attached to the animal. But if the nail is detached, it would be permitted. But the jawbone is always a problem because of the teeth and the different sections. It's sort of serrated, and therefore it cuts the animal, and that makes it not acceptable for shehita. A harvesting sickle has teeth, different serrated edges that all point down towards the handle. If you're holding it, they point downwards. So if somebody was using the sickle by putting it out there and pulling it back to himself, he's actually using those teeth and the serrated edges, and the teeth would tear the pipes of the animal open, and that would obviously make it improper and it would make it unedible because it's not kosher, it wasn't slaughtered properly. But if he pushed the sickle forward away from himself, so he held it close to himself and then he pushed it, it would make a smooth cut and the teeth wouldn't cut at all the pipes. Hachamim, though, were nervous and they said they're not allowed to use a sickle even in a pushing motion because they were nervous that eventually it would lead to somebody using the sickle in a pulling motion, which technically makes the animal a nevela. Hachamim also went to the next level and they said that if an animal was slaughtered with a sickle, even in the pushing motion, the animal is forbidden to be eaten. We have a machloket about a dead animal that was killed in this way, if it transmits tum'ah or not, like a regular nevela. Hashuhet b'magal katsir b'derech halichata. If somebody slaughtered an animal with a harvesting sickle by pushing it forward away from himself, so it makes a smooth cut, but he used this keli, this utensil that wasn't allowed to be used, Bet Shammai poslin. Bet Shammai say that the shehita is, of course, invalid under a derabanan rule, and that animal even transmits tum'ah. Ubet Hillel machshirin. Bet Hillel say that the shehita is invalid, but only partially, that even though you're not allowed to eat the animal, it does not transmit tum'ah. Bet Hillel was very reluctant to increase the amount of tum'ah amongst Bnei Israel. If the teeth of the sickle were smoothed out, if they were rubbed against something to such a point that they were smoothed out, harehi kasakin, it's treated like a regular slaughtering knife, and you're allowed to use it in both ways by either pushing or pulling the knife. It's kosher regardless because it's just like a regular knife.